The proposed ordinance would basically have given the city's Planning and Zoning Commission more leeway to approve conditional use permits. The idea stemmed from Jimmy and Carrie Martinson's unsuccessful effort to get a permit for a commercial plant nursery and gardening shop on residentially zoned land next to their North Nordic Drive home. Jimmy Martinson suggested to the city council that current zoning rules discourage new business. He spoke in support of the code change Monday night.
The current 1985 zoning, it doesn't, in my mind, doesn't leave any room for new ideas. If there was something in 1985 that they didn't think about, we have no way as a city council, planning, zoning, a community to say, well, yeah, that's a great idea, but it doesn't fit in here. I can't help you. Sorry, you have to go up to the next. No, it doesn't fit here either. So this is an avenue we can eventually have for our future generations to say, okay, this is similar to something that they're that's allowed in these zoning districts. Let's see if we can work with that.
The Martinsons' original permit request faced opposition from some neighboring residents, and the Planning Commission turned it down late this summer. The City Council later upheld that decision, but agreed to consider a code change instead. The proposed measure added the phrase, quote, other uses similar to the above, to the lists of uses that the Commission has authority to permit in each zoning district. Basically, the Commission would have to decide if the proposed business or other use was no more objectionable than things that are already on the list. But Martinson emphasized that permit requests would still have to go through the public process and could still be turned down.
Just because it says similar to uses above, it doesn't mean everything that comes before is gonna come up and get passed through. The system itself, the process you have to go to get a conditional use permit, will weed everything out. I mean, if it's not in harmony with the neighborhood, if it's noxious fumes, those things get weeded out through the process.
City Councilor Mark Jensen was willing to support the change, at least to bring it to the second reading so the public had another chance to give testimony. He acknowledged the significance of the proposal, but he was open to the idea.
I know there's ramifications on doing something like this. That's a controversial issue. But seeing how it would have to go through the same chain of command apply to the planning and zoning and get, you know, the yay or nay on it. And so I would like to see it go one step further, at least.
The Planning and Zoning Commission had not reviewed the proposed change. Councillor Sue Flint asked Community Development Director Leo Luzak if he had a recommendation on it.
As far as a recommendation, I'm just used to the zoning ordinance we have enforced, and it would be a change of procedure. I just have to see how it plays out. It does open it up quite a bit for interpretation, and that makes it more difficult from an administration standpoint.
The change was too broad for Councillor Dan Hickman, who was concerned it would put planning and zoning in a difficult position.
I'm really concerned about open Pandora's box here. It gets to the point to where we're putting in the P&Z's lap a situation that it's going to be could develop into difficult situations. And I think that the people are the ones that are going to have to make this decision as to whether they want residential neighborhoods that are going to be involved in any kind of a commercial venture. And I don't know how you deal with it. I mean, the conditional use is fine, but after the horse is out of the barn, and an investment's been made, it's very difficult to deal with.
The council killed the ordinance with a vote of 4-1. Jensen was the only person who voted for it. Councillors Nancy Strand and Rick Braun were out of town. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.